Don't you know it's rude to sneak up on someone in the woods? You weren't. Yeah, sure thing, stranger. Okay, fine, you weren't. But what are you doing out here in the middle of nowhere? Are you a camper too? No? Then why? Oh, you're staying in the cabin by the lake! Oh, awesome. I've actually gone by that place a few times when I've been out on a morning hike, so I can watch the sunrise over the water. It's a beautiful place to stay. Yeah, I'm on a bit of a spiritual retreat. You know, getting back to nature and all that. Sleeping under a sky full of stars. Getting away from the chaos and pollution of the big city. How about you? You're a writer. I know this is always the follow-up question, but I gotta ask what kind of books you write. Thriller novels. Okay, that's pretty awesome. I love horror movies and a good scary story, but I need to start reading thrillers too. If you have any recommendations, I'd love to hear them. Wait. That lakeside cabin is so far from here. How'd you end up in my neck of the woods? You got lost on your hike. Don't worry, you're far from the first to get all turned around out here in the woods. I got a bit lost myself when I first came here. Thankfully, you found me and not a bear or a wolf. I've been out here for a few weeks, so I've gotten to know the area pretty well. You ask nicely, and I'll help you find your way back. On the condition that you let me charge my phone at the cabin. I may be on a retreat, but I need to keep my phone ready in case of an emergency. The reception out here is awful, though. There we go. We may be far from the city, but some basic manners are still expected. Let me just get my backpack and we'll get going. Oh, I'm sorry. So rude of me, speaking of manners. I forgot to ask your name. Well, it's lovely to meet you. I'm Susan. Susan Prescott. Come on, let's get you back in one piece. Thanks again for letting me chill here for a bit. My phone charges quickly, so I'll be out of your hair ASAP, promise. But knowing me, I'll be out of battery again in record time. I've got so much reading to catch up on. Oh, and before you say anything, I know I should be on this whole digital detox or whatever you want to call it if I'm out here in the woods, but I've been dying to see if there's any news articles about the mess surrounding the Heroes Guild.